All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today's January 27th, 2026. It is 10:11 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Greg, your chair, would you like to start?
Greg Stewart.
Shelly Sumbot.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker back at the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, December 30th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Greg?
I motion that we approve the board minutes from the December meeting.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up, we'll just go right into the quarterly expenditures and then shall we just continue to the financial statements?
Okay, sounds good. So here's the expenditure listing or payment listing for Q4. We're going to be reporting these based on what was paid in each quarter, just to kind of keep things consistent. So may vary a little bit from the expenses as they're reported in the financials, just based on timing of things. But again, this is the list of everything that was paid for Q4 2025. Amounts totaled $14,222 and change. These were all from the checking account, so I know that you guys have seen them, but happy to answer any questions.
No questions, I have.
Okay. Michael, did you want to do a separate motion
Oh,
or
yeah, we can just cover them together, Shelby.
sounds good. All right. Well, moving into the unaudited financial statements for year-end 2025. Total assets for the district at the end of the year, just under 2.7 million. Just under 70,000 remains available in the capital projects fund. Pretty much all of that is sitting in the city performance fund. So have some restrictions on when and how that can be used. Just under 2.5 million in the debt service fund, which includes about 1.6 million held at UMB in the surplus fund, and then property tax receivable of about 836,000. And then in the general fund, about 139,000. This does include a due from the debt service fund just for kind of current year and prior year's administrative carve out. Once those property taxes are received and deposited, we'll work with UMB to get those funds distributed for payment of future administrative costs. And then if there's any repayments to the developer, we can kind of talk about that at that point as well. Current accounts payable were about 34,000, and total fund balances for all funds just under 2.4 million. So looking first at the general fund budget to actual expenditures came in about 33,000, excuse me, compared to the budget of about 53,000. So total expenditures were under budget. We also had a transfer out of just under 20,000. The bulk of this was shown as a transfer to the capital projects fund. Some of those funds in the checking account were used for capital expenditures. So just again, kind of presentation with the governmental fund accounting and how that gets recorded. So in total, expenditures and transfers out still within that annual budget. Debt service fund revenues here just under 800,000. Property taxes were about 710,000 based on the tax commission information. All of that's included in the property tax receivable. Interest income about 89,000 earned on those funds sitting with UMB. And then expenditures were 2.1 million, consisting of the paying agent fee, which is the annual fee to UMB for their service as the trustee, and then interest as scheduled on the bonds of 2.1 million. Then lastly is the capital projects fund. Fairly limited activity at this point. Interest income, again, earned on those funds sitting at UMB, and then payments out about 117,000 for 2025. Any questions or discussion on the financial statements?
I don't.
Okay.
Hey, what I would need then is a motion to accept both the quarterly expenditures and payments list as well as the fourth quarter financial statements.
I make a motion that we accept the quarterly payment and expenditures list
A second.
and the
Oh,
fourth
sorry.
quarter financials.
Sorry,
Great.
and
Thanks,
I
Shelley.
second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show. What do you guys need from us? Anything?
The only question I've been asking Shelley this and that is do we get money? I would like to get the two of you paid. Does that money come from UMB and do they send it to us after they've received the property tax check?
Yeah, so Greg, once the district gets the property taxes, those will need to be deposited at UMB, and then UMB would cut a check back to the district. And then that you could deposit into the checking account and then make the payments from there.
Okay.
So the property taxes, the timing of that is tied to the audit. We're really close, I think, with the auditors of getting that 2024 audit filed and completed. Once that gets filed, then we'll coordinate with the county to get those checks released to the district. So I'm
Okay.
hopeful that within the next couple of weeks at the latest, that's wrapped up and we can kind of
So
move.
they've been sending those checks in the past to my attorney's office. I'm assuming they'll send it to that same place.
Unless we
So
direct them otherwise.
because that's where the district was registered by my attorney's office. So and that's fine. The minute they get those, they notify us and we get that deposited into the district account. So
Okay.
if you'll just keep me posted on that, Shelby, as to when that occurs so I can prompt my attorney to look for that check from the county.
Okay. Yep, we
Okay.
will. Yep, absolutely.
Great. Great. Well, thank you. Is that it?
Yep, that's it. So do a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thanks, Greg.
A second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, good.